You're listening to Morning Edition on Red River Radio. Commentator Gary Joyner is here now to recognize an anniversary that's upon us, Texas's independence from Mexico.
On April 21st, Texans will celebrate the 177th anniversary of the battle that earned them independence from Mexico, the Battle of San Jacinto. Soon after the fall of the Alamo, the small Texan army moved east to the San Jacinto River near its confluence with Buffalo Bayou. The force, under Sam Houston, dug in on April 19th, using the water to protect their rear. In front lay the flat prairie with few obstacles, giving them a clear field of fire. Opposing them and hoping to destroy this upstart army of Anglo soldiers was the President of Mexico and commander of its army, General Antonio López de Santa Anna. Fresh from his victories at the Alamo and Goliad, Santa Anna arrived the next day determined to end the rebellion once and for all. He formed his men into battle formation and attempted to dislodge the upstart force, but accurate fire from a two-gun artillery battery that the Texans call the Twin Sisters and a small but determined cavalry charge forced them to rethink their plan. In terms of modern armies and battles, the forces engaged were very small, about 1,500 Mexicans and 750 Texans. Sam Houston allowed the Mexican force to come within 70 yards before ordering the command to fire. The Texan line erupted with cries of "Remember the Alamo" and "Remember Goliad" as volleys of withering fire destroyed the Mexican ranks. In minutes, 630 of the enemy lay dead on the field. 208 were wounded, another 730 surrendered. Only about 30 Mexicans escaped, including Santa Anna. The battle only lasted 18 minutes. To place this seminal event in scale, it was about the size of the Colonial Minutemen attacking the British regulars at the Battle of Concord Bridge. The San Jacinto Monument contains a bronze plaque that portrays the significance of the battle. Measured by its results, San Jacinto was one of the decisive battles of the world. The freedom of Texas from Mexico won here led to annexation into the Mexican War, resulting in the acquisition by the United States of the states of Texas, New Mexico, Arizona, Nevada, California, Utah, and parts of Colorado, Wyoming, Kansas, and Oklahoma. Almost one-third of the present area of the American nation, nearly 1 million square miles of territory, changed sovereignty. 3 weeks later, Santa Anna agreed to withdraw his remaining forces from Texas if he could return to Mexico unharmed. This did not happen, and he was taken prisoner. He was sent to Washington, where he met President Andrew Jackson, and returned to Mexico the following year. His career was in ruins. The Mexicans disallowed all legal instruments signed by him, but Texas independence was assured. Another 9 years would pass, and a much larger war would be fought before Texas independence was completely legal. This was 3 years after it became a state. In 1848, the Mexican War was over, and the Treaty of Guadalupe Hidalgo completed the legal maneuvers making Texas an independent entity and securing the U.S. border with Mexico. Sam Houston became the father of Texas, and the independent streak that still runs in the state this day can be traced back to him and the men who fought for an Anglo-American nation. Those 18 fateful minutes at San Jacinto did more than defeat a proud bully. They created more than a country or a state. They created a psyche that we call Texas. They also proved a small band of patriots with their backs to a wall and no place to run can stand for their beliefs and prove beyond a shadow of a doubt that history matters.
Commentator Gary Joyner is an associate professor of history at LSU Shreveport. He's with us every Tuesday morning at 7:35 for History Matters.